Welcome to Cleveland Municipal Stadium in Cleveland, for the game between the St. Louis Browns and the Cleveland Indians. Here are the starting lineups. For the St. Louis Browns. Batting in the leadoff spot. The center fielder, Debs Garms. Batting second. The first baseman, Jack Burns. Batting third. The right fielder, Bruce Campbell. Batting fourth. The left fielder, Goose Goslin. Batting fifth. The catcher, Rick Farrell. Batting sixth. The second baseman, Ski Melillo. Batting seventh. The third baseman, Art Sharon. Batting eighth. The shortstop, Jim Levy. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Lefty Stewart. Pitching for the St. Louis Browns, Lefty Stewart. For the Cleveland Indians. Batting in the leadoff spot. The shortstop, Johnny Burnett. Batting second. The right fielder, Dick Porter. Batting third. The center fielder, Earl Averill. Batting fourth. The second baseman, Bill Cecil. Batting fifth. The left fielder, Joe Vosmick. Batting sixth. The first baseman, Ed Morgan. Batting seventh. The third baseman, Willie Com. Batting eighth. The catcher, Luke Sewell. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Mel Harder. Pitching for the Cleveland Indians, Mel Harder. And now, play ball. Debs Garms is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Garms hits a ball on the ground towards third. Com fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Jack Burns is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Burns hits a pop-up in front of the plate. Sewell settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Bruce Campbell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Campbell hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Cecil fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Goose Goslin is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Goslin hits a fly ball into center field. Averill settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 1, with the score, the Browns nothing, and the Indians nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Johnny Burnett is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Burnett hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Dick Porter is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Porter hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Melillo fields it, throws to second for one, and over to first, double play. Two outs. Earl Averill is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Averill hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Bill Cecil is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cecil hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Averill moves to third. Cecil moves to second. Joe Vosmick is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Vosmick hits a ball on the ground towards short. Levy fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Averill scores. Cecil scores. It's 2-0, Indians. Ed Morgan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Morgan hits a ball on the ground into right center field for a base hit. Vosmick moves to third. Willie Com is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Com hits a ball on the ground towards short. Levy fields it and throws to second for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 2, with the score, the Indians 2, and the Browns nothing. The Browns will come to bat. Rick Farrell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Farrell strikes out. One out. Ski Melillo is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Melillo hits a fly ball into center field. Averill settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Art Sharon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sharon hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Harder fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 2, with the score, the Indians 2, and the Browns nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Luke Sewell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sewell hits a ball on the ground towards short. Lovey scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Mel Harder is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Harder hits a fly ball into left field. Goslin settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Johnny Burnett is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Burnett is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Burnett hits a ball on the ground towards short. Lovey scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 3, with the score, the Indians 2, and the Browns nothing. The Browns will come to bat. Jim Lovey is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lovey hits a fly ball into right field. Porter settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Lefty Stewart is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Stewart hits a fly ball, foul, into right field. Porter settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Debs Garms is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Garms is 0-for-1 in the game. Garms hits a ball on the ground into left center field for a base hit. Jack Burns is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Burns is 0-for-1 in the game. Burns hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Vosmick. Burns reaches second base with a double. Garms goes all the way around to score. It's 2-1, Indians. Bruce Campbell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Campbell is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Campbell hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Vosmick. Campbell reaches second base with a double. Burns scores. It's Browns, 2, Indians, 2. Goose Goslin is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Goslin is 0-for-1 in the game. Goslin hits a ball on the ground into left field, out of the reach of Vosmick. Goslin reaches second base with a double. Campbell scores. It's 3-2, Browns. Rick Farrell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Farrell is 0-for-1 in the game. Farrell hits a ball on the ground towards short. Burnett scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the Browns 3, and the Indians 2. The Indians will come to bat. Dick Porter is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Porter is 0-for-1 in the game. Porter hits a ball on the ground towards third. Sharon fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Earl Averill is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Averill is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Averill hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Porter moves to second. Bill Cecil is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cecil is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Cecil hits a fly ball into right field. Campbell settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Porter moves to third. One out. Joe Vosmick is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Vosmick is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. He's got 2 RBIs. Vosmick hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Goslin. Vosmick reaches second base with a double. Porter scores. Averill moves to third. It's Browns, 3, Indians, 3. Ed Morgan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Morgan is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Morgan is walked intentionally. Willie Com is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Com is 0-for-1 in the game. Com hits a pop-up, foul, in front of the plate. Farrell settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Luke Sewell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sewell is 0 for 1 in the game. Sewell hits a fly ball into right field. Campbell settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the Browns 3, and the Indians 3. The Browns will come to bat. Ski Melillo is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Melillo is 0 for 1 in the game. Melillo hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Harder fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Art Sherin is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sherin is 0 for 1 in the game. Sherin hits a ball on the ground towards third. Com fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Jim Levy is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Levy is 0 for 1 in the game. Levy hits a ball on the ground and there's an error on the play. Lefty Stewart is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Stewart is 0 for 1 in the game. Stewart hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Sissel scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the Browns 3, and the Indians 3. The Indians will come to bat. Mel Harder is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Harder is 0 for 1 in the game. Harder hits a fly ball into left field. Goslin settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Johnny Burnett is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Burnett is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Burnett strikes out. Two outs. Dick Porter is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Porter is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Porter hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Melillo scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the Browns 3, and the Indians 3. The Browns will come to bat. Debs Garms is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Garms is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Garms hits a fly ball into right field. Porter settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Jack Burns is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Burns is 1 for 2 in the game, with a double. He's got one RBI. Burns hits a fly ball into center field. Averill settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Bruce Campbell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Campbell is 2 for 2 in the game, with a single and a double. He's got one RBI. Campbell hits a ball on the ground towards short. Burnett scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the Browns 3, and the Indians 3. The Indians will come to bat. Earl Averill is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Averill is 2 for 2 in the game, with two singles. Averill hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Melillo scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Bill Sissel is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sissel is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Sissel hits a pop-up, foul, in front of the plate. Farrell settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Joe Vosmick is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Vosmick is 2 for 2 in the game, with a single and a double. He's got three RBIs. Vosmick hits a ball on the ground towards short. Levy scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the Browns 3, and the Indians 3. The Browns will come to bat. Goose Goslin is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Goslin is 1 for 2 in the game, with a double. He's got one RBI. Goslin hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Sissel scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Rick Farrell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Farrell is 0 for 2 in the game. Farrell hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Ski Melillo is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Melillo is 0 for 2 in the game. Melillo hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Farrell moves to third. Art Sharon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sharon is 0 for 2 in the game. Sharon hits a fly ball into right field. Porter settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Farrell scores. Two outs. It's 4-3, Browns. Jim Levy is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Levy is 0 for 2 in the game. Levy hits a fly ball into right field. Porter settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the Browns 4, and the Indians 3. The Indians will come to bat. Ed Morgan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Morgan is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single and a walk. Morgan is hit by the pitch. Willie Com is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Com is 0 for 2 in the game. Com bunts towards the mound. Stewart fields it and throws to first for the out. Morgan moves to second. One out. Luke Sewell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sewell is 0 for 2 in the game. Sewell hits a ball on the ground towards third. Sharon fields it and races to the third base bag for the out. Score that a fielder's choice. Two outs. Mel Harder is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Sewell. The throw from Farrell and he is out, Melillo applying the tag. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the Browns 4, and the Indians 3. The Browns will come to bat. Lefty Stewart is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Stewart is 0 for 2 in the game. Stewart strikes out. One out. Debs Garms is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Garms is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Garms hits a ball on the ground towards short. Burnett scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Jack Burns is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Burns is 1 for 3 in the game, with a double. He's got one RBI. Burns hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Harder fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the Browns 4, and the Indians 3. The Indians will come to bat. Mel Harder is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Harder is 0 for 2 in the game. Harder hits a ball on the ground towards third. Sharon fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Johnny Burnett is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Burnett is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Burnett hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Stewart fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Dick Porter is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Porter is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Porter hits a fly ball into left field. Goslin settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the Browns 4, and the Indians 3. The Browns will come to bat. Bruce Campbell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Campbell is 2 for 3 in the game, with a single and a double. He's got one RBI. Campbell hits a ball on the ground towards first. Morgan scoops it up and throws to first, with Harder covering, for the out. One out. Goose Goslin is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Goslin is 1 for 3 in the game, with a double. He's got one RBI. Goslin takes first base on ball 4. Rick Farrell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Farrell is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Farrell hits a ball on the ground towards short. Burnett fields it, throws to second for one, and over to first, double play. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the Browns 4, and the Indians 3. The Indians will come to bat. Earl Averill is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Averill is 2 for 3 in the game, with 2 singles. Averill hits a pop-up towards short. Lovey settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Bill Cecil is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cecil is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Cecil hits a ball on the ground towards third. Sharon fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Joe Vosmick is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Vosmick is 2 for 3 in the game, with a single and a double. He's got 3 RBIs. Vosmick hits a line drive into right field. Campbell settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the Browns 4, and the Indians 3. The Browns will come to bat. Ski Melillo is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Melillo is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Melillo hits a ball on the ground towards short. Burnett scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Art Sharon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sharon is 0 for 3 in the game. He's got 1 RBI. Sharon hits a ball on the ground towards third. Com fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Jim Levy is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Levy is 0 for 3 in the game. Levy hits a line drive into left center field, beyond the reach of Averill. Levy reaches second base with a double. Lefty Stewart is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Stewart is 0 for 3 in the game. Stewart hits a pop-up, foul, towards first. Morgan settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 9, with the score, the Browns 4, and the Indians 3. The Indians will come to bat. Ed Morgan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Morgan is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single and a walk. He's been hit by a pitch. Morgan takes first base on ball 4. Willie Com is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Com is 0 for 2 in the game. Com bunts towards the mound. Stewart fields it and throws to first for the out. Morgan moves to second. One out. Luke Sewell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sewell is 0 for 3 in the game. Sewell hits a pop-up, foul, in front of the plate. Farrell settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Wes Farrell pinch hits for Mel Harder. Wes Farrell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Farrell hits a fly ball into center field. Garm settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The game is over. The final score, St. Louis Browns, 4, and Cleveland Indians, 3. Goodbye from Cleveland Municipal Stadium in Cleveland.